Welcome to My Pal Sammy. I'm your host, Sam Yunan. This is the second My Pal Sammy episode documenting my 2018 Christmas break. It's December 25, 2018, Christmas Day. Well, Christmas night, just after midnight. And Santa has been good to me. Hopefully he's been good to you and all the people that you love. It turned out I was on the good boy list. That surprised me. Just to recap, basically every Christmas break, I pensively sit and watch and absorb a lot of pop culture, books, comic books, TV shows, movies, all kinds of stuff. And then I make a strong tea and I think a lot and I write a lot. So this time, this Christmas break, I'm recording a handful of My Pal Sammy episodes. This is my captain's log and audio diary of some of the pop culture I've been consuming, some of the stuff I've been thinking about over my 2018 Christmas break. Tonight's tea selection is Cream of Earl Grey. Yo, and it's as smooth as my guest related to my topic, Kobe Bryant. On Christmas Eve, I began reading Kobe Bryant's Mamba Mentality, which details the enormous sacrifices he willingly made to be a consistent champion. I missed a lot of Kobe because he was drafted on June 26, 1996, and by early 1999, I think it was about January, Jordan retired and I took a break from the NBA. It was also a break from Jordan's ugly wizard years, which I didn't want to see that. Didn't you used to be somebody? You used to be so cool. It's funny how we all have these breaks. Breaks from comics, breaks from the NBA. It's a natural milestone in every fandom, but most of us eventually come back. Most of us. A moment of silence for those we have left behind. Yeah, so Kobe Bryant's Mamba Mentality book. It was published on October 23, 2018. And I found the best way to read it or think about it is to compare it to Jordan's book, Driven From Within. Driven From Within came out in 2005. And what's remarkable about the Jordan book is that it features commentary from his mom, his high school coach. You get a stronger sense of what drove Jordan, how those around him encouraged and recognized his drive, his ambition, and why he was utterly determined to succeed against all odds. This is the part of the podcast where I would insert the Phil Collins song, Against All Odds, but thankfully they've been taking down the mistletoe now, so people will be less lonely except for like New Year's Eve, when New Year's Eve shows up, and it's like the Harry Met Sally thing where there's like nobody to kiss at midnight. Probably a moment of silence for the people that have nobody to kiss at midnight. Anyways, the reason I bring up the Jordan book, other than the obvious Kobe-Jordan connection, is in the book Jordan talks about how there was no expectations for him. He acknowledges he was drafted third, but because he played at North Carolina under the Dean Smith system, nobody knew really what he could be. More importantly, nobody knew what he would become. So there was no expectation for Jordan. And in turn, Jordan, who was drafted in 1984, grew up in a time when NBA games were not regularly broadcast. So he barely saw what the NBA would look like. He wasn't driven by the seduction of fame. More importantly, he did not know truly what success looked like. Flash forward to Kobe being drafted in 1996. There were already expectations before he even played a minute because of what Jordan had already achieved. You come into the NBA and you're expected to be the next Jordan. A lot of players deal with that. LeBron James was expected to be the next Jordan. Remember Harold Miner? He was called Baby Jordan. Horrible nickname. He didn't accomplish much, though he did live up to his last name, which was Miner. Expectations versus reality. That's the curse of living with potential. You know how in school, sometimes a student will be labeled a trouble student? Sometimes that label is a negative label. They don't invest any resources or time after school or anything like that with the student. He's just kind of like written off. He's a troubled student. Other times, a student is recognized as troubled, but it's because he's bored. He needs to be challenged intellectually. The curriculum is not enough for him. And troubled student is a good label. That's what this episode and this tea is prompting. Expectations versus reality. Kobe inherited expectations, whether they were right or wrong, whether it was fair or unfair. It's kind of just how the way the system functions. You come into the NBA now, you come into the league, you play a certain way, and you inherit these Jordan-like expectations, this Jordan-like stature. What the Mamba mentality was really truly about was rejecting those Jordan expectations, and Kobe trying to establish, and in many ways exceeding, but mainly trying to establish his own path, to set up his own set of expectations and how he should be treated and how he should be judged. That's what's so inspiring about the Mamba mentality. It's that classic father and son thing. A son should exceed what his father has achieved. You start off from a better place and a better position, hopefully, generally speaking. So you should surpass the dad. And in turn, the dad should be comfortable with the son surpassing him. For example, if you want to write a horror novel today, you inherit all the Stephen King expectations. The Mamba mentality is how you forge a new path, a new set of expectations, a new set of realistic expectations that match up with your potential and who you are and what your skill set is. We're sometimes a little too passive in destiny and what we choose to accept or inherit. The Mamba mentality is an aggressive meddling with the space-time continuum, though this only disrupts the future and what it could be versus what it should be. That's what's so galvanizing about the Mamba mentality, expectations versus reality. The reality and the Mamba mentality is that you have to know who you are before you can become who you are. Otherwise, expectations are just people assigning dreams to you. Some of those assignments won't be rooted in love or fit you well at all, like somebody buying you clothes who doesn't know your size but gets all offended when you ask for a gift receipt. As part of my movie watching, I finally got around to watching Whiplash. The movie suffers from a lot of obvious cheese, but there's a moment, if you haven't seen it, J.K. Simmons, he plays like a really, it's a set in a music school, and J.K. Simmons is a really high-strung music teacher, and he's really abusive and really rude and really mean to the students. And one of the students he bullies, one of the students he was mean to, J.K. says this as the teacher: "I don't think people understood what it was I was doing at Schaefer. Schaefer was the music school. I wasn't there to conduct. Any fucking moron can wave his arms and keep people in tempo. I was there to push people beyond what's expected of them. I believe that is an absolute necessity. Otherwise, we're depriving the world of the next Louis Armstrong, the next Charlie Parker." Yo. The Mamba mentality is Kobe recognizing his potential didn't align with the expectations, so he reset them. He wasn't going to be bullied by some external forces like the teacher in Whiplash. He was gonna, in a sense, bully himself. Granted, this is Kobe Bryant we're talking about, so he also kind of bullied some of his teammates. Though I contend that Dwight Howard deserves some of that bullying. I never liked Dwight's game, so I get where Kobe was coming from. And actually, in the same movie, Whiplash, the student who's being bullied asked his bully teacher, "But is there a line? You know, maybe you go too far and you discourage the next Charlie Parker from ever becoming Charlie Parker." And the teacher, the bully, answers, "No, man, no. Because the next Charlie Parker would never be discouraged." Yo, he's right. Kobe suffered a lot of criticism. Some of it was fair, some of it he brought upon himself, and some of it, that's just the way life goes. but a lot of it was easy to dismiss because it didn't align with his reality and who he knew he could and would become. The expectations he willingly set for himself, the expectations he recognized he could meet and match. I keep going back to the word inspiring, but that's what it is, because the expectations he set for himself were higher and more importantly challenging than the reality of the fans. Ultimately, the mama mentality is a "see, I told you." This is what I was trying to say all this time, but a lot of people don't listen. T's almost done, so I'm going to close with Eminem. His latest album, Kamikaze, released August 31st, 2018, opens with Ringer, and he talks about his album Revival and how people didn't get it and how it's considered a flop and a failure. But those people consider it a flop and a failure. He doesn't. And this is expectations versus reality. There's a passage in The Ringer. I can't rap like M, so I'm just going to read the lyrics. But he addresses the criticisms he got for Revival. He says, "I guess when you walk into a BK, you expect a Whopper. You can order a quarter pounder when you go to McDonald's. But if you're looking to get a porterhouse, you better go get Revival." See what he's saying? He continues, "But y'all acting like I tried to serve you up a slider. Maybe the vocals should have been auto-tuned." Again, this was some of the criticism that he got, that the vocals should have been auto-tuned. "Maybe the vocals should have been auto-tuned, and you would have bought it. But saying I no longer got it, because you missed a lot and never caught it, because it went over your head, because you're too stupid to get it, because you're mentally retarded, but pretend to be the smartest with your expertise and knowledge, but you'll never be an artist." And this, he has two more lines, and this is the key. He says, "And I'm harder on myself than you could ever be regardless. What I'll never be is flawless. All I'll ever be is honest." Yo, that's the mama mentality. The tea was spicy tonight. Thank you for listening. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at MyPalSammy. And my writing's on MySummerLayer.com. There'll probably be a couple more episodes coming as the Christmas break unfolds. Thanks.